Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Psyche Jethro. I hope you all are having a great evening. We are live today here at 516-453-6081. We're going to start out with a little bit of the emails and some things that we've been getting contact. I want to thank all of you individuals who've been contacting us at psychicjethro.com. We have an individual working process that we're doing here. For those of you who know, I'm continuing to be able to be honest with you and do a few phone readings. And if you have an email, get on the website there and contact me. And I do an email reading with recent pictures and three questions for the future. If you're really busy, have time going. Otherwise, the best thing I can tell you is to schedule a phone reading. That is the quickest and fastest way to make contact with me right there on the line. You can schedule, take care of everything, and then we're right half an hour or an hour reading. And I welcome a couple of the emails we have starting out tonight. This is writing a friend of ours in Florida asking Psyche Jethro the question, where am I supposed to find all of these things? Individuals are always giving me these remedies. They're telling me I need a little bit of lavender. I need a little bit of soap, stones, different things. Jethro, I am a little confused about that. There isn't, you know, a place to go and deal with this where I live. So tell me how to do it. Honestly, you can do it through anymore. You can do it right through Amazon if you know exactly what you need in there. There you have the reputable dealer. I would make sure that whoever you're dealing with is of it. But the best way is to go to a metaphysical store, and that is a store that sells botanica. You know, if you're looking for oils, you're looking for herbs. If the person is telling you things, make sure that you have the proper item that you're getting. A good example is people will say get lavender for different things. Now, you realize lavender is something that can be ate. There are seeds you can go in and buy in a grocery store. In the bakery good items, lavender seed to be able to eat in cupcakes or things like that. If they're saying lavender oil, then that's a different thing. You would be using aromatherapy, and you would need to diffuse that. This is where we have sometimes the hardest confusion. A lot of people will just assume that a layman or someone who's new to the metaphysical knows exactly what to do with it. Get specific instructions from the person doing it and be careful of it, because a good example, there are oils that you don't want to put on your skin. If you're putting cinnamon, for example, cinnamon will burn you. It has a very oily texture that will do that. So you want to make sure that you're able to put it where it needs to be. If it's on yourself physically, you should never put on your third eye. You always want to make sure as you're working with different things that you resonate with it. I can tell you it's the same thing with a reading. The person will tell you, this is what I'm getting, this is what I'm sensing. You're like going along and it relates. The person they're talking about, the man that seems like this or the woman. A lot of times in psychic image, you will get those. If you haven't had anything that resonates in a good 10, 15 minutes, and you know, tell them, I'm not feeling this. I'm actually sensing, I'm not feeling what you're talking. You need to go a little deeper. Have the psychic a little more. We don't always get the first names and the last energies, especially if we're dealing with a guide that's showing future progression. We're seeing a future event. So they're showing a gentleman handing you this, a woman talking like this, and they may give you somewhat of a description. A dark-haired woman looking like this, is I'm seeing her helping you financially or doing, and there's where you help, you know, interpret your reading there with it. If you don't have any women, in dark-haired women, anyone that's been in your life, no family, no business, no one that's really working, say, I'm not sure, then, and it means that this reader is picking up someone you don't know, and the reader should know that. They will be able to feel if there's a connection between you, and we'll specify a little bit more. I one of the things I really take pride in is being able to say the date and the month, and I want to thank a couple of you recent people who have been putting the Google reviews and showing there. That's what you want. You want people who know that you actually are connected there. Mediumship is a different energy. If you're doing mediumship, you want to make sure that person has something there particular to them. A picture of them is great because it has the energy in the work, or something of their item, something that that person has worn. You know, the example of this is a psychic who gets something that the person was going to give it to this person for a gift, and unfortunately they passed away before they met. That gift will not have that person's energy. Even though you bought it with your intent, it will have your energy and the store people who, or wherever you bought the gift, who's been around it and done the energy, because the energy is something that is in the field of the aura. The aura is something that's exciting. We're going to be talking, those of you who've got Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Success, I want to thank you. It's on Amazon. It's a beautiful cover with angel wings, if you've seen it. And it's my Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Success is there with me and the pictures. And Living with the Realm is the one with the angel wings. Those are the two books that I wrote and I have written. And I have got a lot of you asking me where the next ones are coming. They're coming. I'm working on it. And I love the fact that you guys want to know what happens in some of the events we have. I have had a lot of individuals asking the question here that Wisconsin asked, how can I tell which psychic is the run? Take the time, you know, take the time to look and search and do a little bit. You want to get someone that resonates with you. So when you look at their picture or you're looking at their stuff, make sure you open your mind and you feel it. If you've got needs and you've got questions, that's a perfect time to look, but you want to make sure that person is it. It doesn't, you know, if all people resonate different. So if you're getting awkward feeling or you're getting nervous, this person may be of a different type of reader. There's example, different tools too. And that's the other question that you would ask me from Wisconsin is, when do I need to have a tarot reading versus just a normal psychic reading with someone using it? The really good thing is when you have questions that are subconscious, you're dealing with some emotions, you're looking to have release from something that has been there bothering you, you're feeling it. Life has been very intense for you. It isn't hurt then to really make sure and sit down, because you have that tool between you and that teacher, you can work with it. If you are a person that is very left-sided, left brain, need this, know this, this is here, the tool there can help you very much, because it has symbology, it has things. As the person is reading, I'm seeing a page of wands laying before you, and this page of wands is telling me that this is going to happen with you and people. You have this socialness happening with this event, and I'm also seeing here with it with the cups of a younger individual with light hair who is handling things for you in the month of September into October. Do you see where, and that is helping you relate, where you have the same thing with someone who's sitting here going with you, but your right-sided brain, if you're very creative, it's very good with it, because your mind will quickly go, oh, you're talking about my brother, you're talking about this person here. And so those are how I'm going to help with that. We want to thank you. Go ahead and go to psychicjethro.com for to win the prizes. Ask some questions. We'll go ahead and pick up the phone and go from there. I thank all of you. This is Jethro. I hope you're enjoying Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you doing tonight, 314?
Oh, my God. You talk so fast.
Yes, I do.
Jethro?
Yes.
Is this you, buddy?
This is me.
This is Joni from a million years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Joni. And I remember you told me that before. Yes, Joni. Good to talk to you here. How are you today?
I just, for some reason, got like one of those on Facebook. I don't know why, but it just popped up and said, you're going live in a minute. I don't call any of the shows. I'm so out of the loop. And it was just, I was just listening to you go. You talk. I just remember you just talk a mile a minute. It's like, something's talking for us. So I just, how are you, my friend?
Excellent. I have moved to California since we last talked, and I have a business here. Well, I do the readings with it, and I have quite a few students. I do circle class. Got my degree, business
that.
Degree. Yeah.
I love that. Well, we'll have to talk off this thing sometime. I'm sure a lot. Are you safe from all the fires?
We are about a couple hours from it, so we're safe. We just, the smoke is what's getting us. We have them in three places around them.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna. I mean, I really, you know, it's. I'm going. Yeah, I'm going through it. Of course. As you know, without saying the word. So I don't know what I'm asking you. You don't have to really read for me unless something pops up. Other than that, it was just really of a warm feeling wanting to reach out.
I love that. You've always been a friend. And I remember back in the days with you calling in, and we had a lot of readers back then on the show, and it was so fun.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, Joni,
well, one of the biggest things, and then I went through all that trauma, and it's like really weird, you know, like in 2014. It's really weird how you think, you know, it's just there was a lot of connections and good stuff, and then a lot of misfitting connections of, you know, pointing. It was just weird times. And one of the things, I don't know, I'm sure you're going through, and I know this is, I'm taking up your radio show here, but it seems like a lot with the spiritual community, being anything from readers to mediums to Reiki to groups, you know, healing groups, with the political world, it's really weird how there's a division right now. Now, I'm not talking, you know, the typical, but people that you wouldn't think in a million years that are believing in a certain way to a different degree, it's dividing us, and you're having to say goodbye almost to certain ones. It's really, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, and I've had the most intensest thing with the individuals of the release and the fact of people going. There's been quite a few, unfortunately.
Yes.
COVID and some other things have stepped in, and it's been 2020, you know, the Lion's Gate was to be such an intensity, and a lot of us were, you know, worried and predicting and feeling and wanting, and
mm-hmm.
it took a lot of individuals through this time. Now I'm so glad the planets are going retro. I am excited to be like the 15th. We're all just like, we're ready for you, Jupiter baby. We've been waiting on you. Come back around. You know, it's like,
right. The thing that what I was referring, I know about people transitioning, and I get all that, but it's really weird how what I used to think of as love and spirituality and so forth, a lot of those people kind of are blending because of what's going on in the political scheme, more to the right side of it, I guess, seeming to kind of fall into that more conspiracy, some of that. And we're all kind of saying the same thing about the new beginning and getting rid of the old, and everything has to be broken down so it can be released, all of that. But it's weird. It's almost like you have to take a side right now because it's too important. So
yeah.
It's just a subject that I've noticed that, you know, anyway, I guess I shouldn't talk about it out here, but it does affect this community. And so it's weird. Listen, I'll quit rambling, let you get back to your show.
Thank you, Jenny,
we'll
for coming on.
Yeah, and I'm giving you kind of, I know you don't know me. I know Jan. I fell out of sorts. I mean, I don't know why I got myself off her. She's a sweetheart. And people I've never met. Lori, I mean, back in the day, DC. I mean, I don't know where you're at with any of it. But, yeah, I'm going to reach out to you in a different way maybe, and then we can talk about other things as well. I'm not going to, yep. I'm going to let it go at that unless you have something else to say, and I'm just giving you a hug.
Thank you. We love you. And tune back in. I've just spoke with Jan not too long ago and DC Love 2 weeks ago, and we've got a lot of the other ones coming back. You know, they'll be back on the show or, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sweetheart. I'll talk to you later. Hang in there too. All right.
You too.
You sound like you're doing great.
Thank you. You too, Jody. We love all of you guys that are tuning in. Hang in there. This is good to have another friend come in. We love you guys that are contacting. Definitely take that time and contact us at 516-453-6081. One of the things I know all of you are waiting for is Christmas surprise. We've always done this. As you remember through the years, we always have some very big special guests. We've had Lynn Andrews, you know, a very phenomenal best-selling New York author, very phenomenal shaman, woman who went the path and wrote it, and her books are phenomenal, those of you who remember. And Lynn brought with her some tarot cards and gave out gifts. We have some things. We're looking at friends like that. Write to me. Tell me who you want to see on Psychics Gone Wild. We have Carl Kalaman, those of you who know with him, a phenomenal writer, very strong man, living and doing the work about vortex energies, work without the planet. So those of you that are tuning in, remember, this is where it is. This is the Psychics Gone Wild, and we haven't changed anything, but our phone number is 516-453-6081. And if you want to make any contact, just contact me at psychicjethro.com. It's so much easier now to be able to get in and do that contact. For those of you who've had quite a few years of doing the readings with me, I love what Jody just said, a friend of ours. I am a quick talker, so there's a good example. If you're looking for someone that's intense or quick, I'm that. I'm your man. I'm the progressive reader. I'm very much there and out. If you're looking for a feel-good, casual person who could sit down and work with things and give you the mantra, you know, then I maybe not so much, but there are different varieties. So that's what's fun about this, is we use our abilities to help each other. And blessings to those of you writing them. I'm glad you're enjoying the new book with the Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. Here we go. How are you doing? This is a Skype call. Are you, can you hear me, Skype? Hey, how are you? You were live on. Hi. Yeah, I can hear you, hon. How you doing?
Oh, you know what? I'm blessed. I thought I was messaging you right now. This is weird.
The angels wanted you to get in. You jumped up the queue, and I said, I got to talk to her. I need to hear this happy one. How you been?
I've been blessed. How have you been? My voice is hoarse. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. The same here. And what's really been, you know, it is a very good spiritual time, and I feel the blessed. I also feel that, you know, you're going through a little bit of energy of what you're waiting to have happen. Can I get your first name again? The phone cut out when we first started.
I'm sorry. What was your question again? I'm sorry.
Your first name?
Ebony.
Thank you, Ebony. I'm trying to make connection there, and the angels and guides are telling me that you have some strong ability. That's part of why the phone just put me and you together, because I have it just went right up the line. So I, all the other people that are waiting will get you through on the phone. Me and Ebony need to talk a few minutes. The angels are saying that you're ready to take on that part of your life that you asked for. I feel you're a very spiritual person, that you've been putting out some very positive angel work to get the better part of life, is what they're telling me. That's what I feel, Ebony. And they also said there was other situations that were causing, I feel like you've had to kind of talk to some people and get them maybe, I feel like you're that helper, getting them spiritually connected so that they don't lose sight of what's valued. I keep seeing, it looks like, are you taking care of a family member, or you had somebody that kind of leans on you?
I'm about to actually. They start chemotherapy Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed to, but I don't know for a fact if I'm supposed to.
That's what I felt. I'm so proud of you, and that's such a mission. You know, I did caregiving for years, and you have the right energy for it. I feel this person, and that's what they're showing me, a little progression, is that person, and you working out, and you're going to help them. What's really even more beautiful is Raphael, the angels there with you and working and getting them through this, and you know, you'll be their ray of sunshine, because this is something that they're ready to go through, but they're a little, I feel a little nervous, or something's happened for a while, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Is there a question? Thank you.
You pretty much answered it. I didn't even know I was connected, but I really didn't really have time to think. So it's like you answered my question. It was more so my spiritual journey, because I know I'm ascending.
Yeah.
But it's more so from a different view. I'm learning the I Ching book.
Oh, yeah.
Tarot cards. So I really didn't have a question. I was sort of going to listen to other people before I called.
No problem. You got pulled right up here.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Definitely follow the show there on the right, you know, so you can continue to hear with us. And I look forward to see with your classes. Maybe someday we can work together. I do Friday Night Circle here in California, and I also have classes I do on WebEx or things there if you, you know, decide to. I would like to. I feel like you have some very strong ability. I feel like your angels are connected to you, and your awakening parts that you've always used. It's just now they want you to be able to help more people with it. Is what they're telling me.
That's what the I Ching said. It's like you know everything now, and just pretty much go put it to you. You know, lose the ego portion. I thank you. It was nice hearing from you.
You too. Have a great night, and we'll talk again.
Will do. Have a good one.
Thank you. Well, those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro. We're having some fun. Those of you connecting, this is 516-453-6081. Calling in to have some fun. We've had a little bit of a surprise for some of you guys coming in that are calling. I have a really good way of picking it up. What I do is I go through the system. So to give it a call, you got some people here. I've got to read a few emails. Jethro, I am madly in love with this man. I want you to look at this picture and tell me the truth. Why do I keep having all these obstacles? I have been dating him for 3 months, and I realized we have never been very, very much alone. You see, the problem is I did meet him through a friend who introduced me, and they stayed around. So we had them, her and her husband, in quite a few of our first dates, which I didn't mind because they were friends and it was a little more comfortable. But as time went on, now when we are going out, he will automatically bring his children to the relationship. Before, it was another friend that he brought, and he would talk and we would have him stay for a little while. Am I correct? Is this Leo man a nervous man, or why am I got this man that cannot seem to get alone with me? Looking at the picture, I do feel there's a little bit of inhibition. I also feel that he is really a little insecure about what he feels. And I think he has had people that maybe he's been a little misinformed with, he thought. It's a good thing he's bringing around with that. You know, anyone can tell you, if you're bringing your kids and your mom around, then you're bringing them around good people. And that's what he's doing. I feel he really, really enjoys your company, and he wants the respect. I can tell you right now that he feels very classy with you. I feel that. I saw in the aura here that things will be livening up here in September. This man works a lot of hours. I can see that in his aura. And that sometimes takes his time. You've got a wonderful thing that he is taking it. I do see a couple of months, as you're saying here, that's a little much, you know, in our day and age without wanting to do the other things. But I do see it there. And I do feel that your picture that I see here with you on your Facebook, your energy and your aura, you are very much a strong person. So you're putting out the vibration to him that he has to be really on his game. I do feel this will end up in a relationship that's very good. They are saying there's some obstacles for him in November. It seems like he's working two jobs. I keep feeling that with him, and I feel there is something that he's trying to come up with. It looks like mortgage or amounts, and I feel like that he's having a very hard time of that. So that's part of why, is that when he has a little of time, he's wanting to spend time with you, but he also has other people, the children, the friends, and work. But I see this going better, and I can tell you that this is the really strong month as we're going into the planet transition of things coming out, things working together, and I see you with your Leo man. Jethro, I'm writing you. This is Rodney. I need to ask a couple of questions about with psychic individuals. I have been dating my very good sweetheart for 3 months. We are close and have been very intimate. And now here we are in the fourth month of our relationship, and she confided in me what I need to ask you about psychically. She confided to me that she really doesn't believe in the highest power of light. She does believe that there are entities and work and energy of light that are helping us. She has always said that every time she gets around a lot of the church people, it causes hardship. Now, this is the question I have for you. I have been born and raised and am very much a devout Catholic. I am not certain how this is going to work out. I do not intend to break up with her, but I do need to have some answers. How can this work out between us? In your opinion, here are the two pictures that you asked so we can read you. I can tell you with you, you know, your very strong energy between the two of you. And I do see that this is something there. Her spirituality, she is light. And I think that's what you were in, kind of hinting about. You wanted some psychic help. This person is spiritually light. She just believes a little different than there isn't just one higher creator up on the hill, which, you know, that she's not the only one. She's not saying that there's nothing. She's just saying that she has a little trouble with the concept that there's one higher power. I feel with you and your work, she was brought to you. Part of what this is you're spiritually going to help her. And that doesn't mean you're like there. You're going to try to convert her, drag her off to church. You're not there for that. What you're there for is your own spiritual enlightenment, you and her working, and you know, you need to talk with her your side. She needs to hear that. And one thing I noticed you as I was looking at the pictures here, I see that you have a very strong caregiving nature. So you are probably very shielding her, working with her. I feel you're in the right thing to talk to her about the entities, is what she's saying. Angels are entities, light energies that are above us working. You're in the right church in the faith for St. Michael, St. Raphael, Guadalupe, you know, those kind of individuals who are very strong light energies, and the higher creator has helped with different people work with them in energy. I feel it's ironic. You have the same thing the other person did. You're right at that 3-month going into 4-month hurdle in a relationship. This is common when we are going through Pluto going back retro. We don't know a whole lot about that planet, but what we do know astronomy and astrology wise, that planet wakes up people's spiritual linking. That word, we've had a lot of people talking with, you'll feel and hear that spiritual development. So sit down, do a little talk with it, go with it. And I do feel, you know, as you know, prayers were really answered. You know, and I know that you two will be a relationship. And I feel the really strong, beautiful thing with you two is, you know, you're both very able to go. I have told a lot of friends of mine who have been connected to other things where they go to church, and then there's others who go to different things. Be open to the fact if she wants to go to an angel group or a light group. You're not converting. You're just opening and expanding your energy for 2020. And I love all you guys. Stay safe out there. We got a cut if you're writing me about that concern. The topic of it, and I do believe, as I've talked to you guys about the COVID-19 and we've talked about different things, is my belief is there is going to be something that is found. We have felt it, sensed it, going with it, talked about it in a couple of the shows ahead. I'm talking about it tonight. We're looking, and I say me and my guides in the spiritual group that I work with, of handling some light work and making sure that this is going to be there. There is going to be this upheaval a little bit of this next month where different ones are knowing different strain of it, different things, people taking cautious, but just be safe, you know, be safe and out there. And I do feel that we will see a better, brighter future at the end of the year. This has been a year we can write out. How many people can say that they have worked at home or been totally in this type of work? And I do believe this is, spiritually, we got a unity in light and work, because I do feel that. You think about it. When two come together, he'll be there. This has been a very hard time for a lot of us individuals. Make sure you're doing that Skype, Facebook connection, a Zoom, something that you're getting connected with those light workers you have. I know a lot of churches are doing that. My church here, I go to a church in Alameda. I watch it on Sunday, and they send a live Zoom where you can go in and see it and be on the broadcast for those of you who need that spiritual. This is a time to really be going to your light and working with them. This is Psychic Jethro. I'm going to grab that phone. Those of you waited, thank you for being so patient. You're live on the air. 512, how about you?
Hey, Jethro, this is Yvonne.
Oh my gosh, this is like my friend day, Yvonne. I prayed so hard. I know you've been through a lot. I was like, where is my Yvonne in Texas?
Yeah. I finally caught you.
Yes, I'm so glad. And it's wild with this life. And a lot of people, the person earlier that it called, she goes, Jethro, she remembers me still from Florida. And I go, well, I was up there and then in the D.C. area, and I'm back to California. My guides have me on a real strong path, and I love it to hear from you, Yvonne.
Yeah, sure. It's nice to hear you again.
Yes.
Everything's been so crazy.
Hasn't it? And I wondered with this because, you know, we were talking, me and you talked years ago how, you know, we knew that it's like the world was not, you know, a little well then. Now it's just went off its rocker.
No kidding. Goodness.
I got to get a permission from you. The guides are saying that you've had you're looking at what, I feel like you've had to take a little bit of a reprieve. Is there something where was something happened where you had to set back a little bit? Because I see you couldn't go all the hours. I remember before you were my workaholic girl, I was like, calm down, Yvonne. You were always, you know, work, work, work. And they're telling me now that.
I'm still work, work, working. Yeah,
you'll be fine. I love it.
I know I need to stop, but there's just always so much to do. Oh boy, it went from three people to just me. So yeah, it's more work.
Oh my goodness. And that's, the guide said, the other part of your relationship of handling you and who you are and working out the other parts of development is they're telling me that it's what keeps you other functioning. Other people, you know, don't have that strive, but part of what is your goal is that as you're keeping active, you're going there, then you know in the day it keeps it, you know, grounded, keeps it centered. I do see they said there were some other people wanting something, you know?
Like what?
I feel like the guys are saying that you have someone that's really trying to make sure that they get to know, are you connected in, they wanted to connect in the relationship, but because of things that are happening there, you have someone I feel that wants to be that person for you.
Oh, really?
Do I
know her?
I do feel like that you know of her, or you know a little bit, but this all happened. I think you got robbed. That's what I'm going to say, Ruby Yvonne. All this stuff started going on.
Again?
And you got again. I'm tired of them. Let Yvonne have their goodies. Because it's like, they go, there's other things happening. Like she, you and her started some kind of, something had started in the beginning of the year that was a friend. I feel like they were some connection. And then everything happened where they, you know, obviously they can't connect. I don't feel they were real, you know, they weren't right down the street from you. They were a distance from you.
Yeah. That's true. So I was seeing someone, and I don't really know what happened, but, I mean, she was a little jealous, and, you know, that kind of, like, pushed me away a little bit. But it's like I still think about her, but I don't know if I should just forget about her and move on. Or are we going to reconnect?
I feel the reconnect, and that's why they brought her into this. That's why you were meant to talk to me tonight, you know, and I am your best advocate. You're one of my best friends, too. I just love
you. Yes,
you know,
I'm
you
so
came
glad
in.
I got you.
Oh, my gosh. And I laughed. You came in at a time. It was really crazy. It was hectic. I'm reading in Tampa, Florida. I have this wild office. I never dealt with the whole. I lived in Texas, but I had never dealt with the whole southern wildlife. I'm from Wyoming. And I mean, Yvonne would just giggle and laugh, you guys. So she'd call and we'd be like, Yvonne, oh my gosh. And we just, and I feel that that's what the other part is. This person really cares about you. You know, Yvonne, you're not a complicated person in this world. And I think that is what I love about you. What you see is what you get. Yvonne's a good person. She does her thing. She goes about her business. She works way too much. But, you know, and I feel that this person is going through something of, because of the COVID, because of other things. And I feel like she wasn't certain exactly how to orchestrate a big change because, you know, you would be dating long distance. And then eventually I feel like she wanted to find that connection where you two could be more together, you know?
Well, she wanted to move in, and it was like, I'm kind of afraid of that, you know? I feel like I would lose all my freedom. Not that I go out and do things or anything,
yeah.
You know? It's just, you know,
you're one of those girls, mm-hmm. huh? You just, you know, you're just like, I don't want you over my shoulder. I love you, but I don't want to pick up your socks tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want you to pick up mine.
No. You
know.
I do feel you got a little bit of cold feet there with the fact she was a little coming on strong to you, you know, and I feel the other thing that was really ironic is that as things were going through, they showed me, I do feel that she was very much trying to kind of maybe push the button. And that's the thing you've learned, you have to take baby steps. Love can be the best thing, but if it goes so quick, it can also a little bit of a, you know, be a Boston Strangler, you know, if it's not caught.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let me see. So she's blocked me off of the messenger. So I don't contact her. I don't know if she's blocked me off of her phone, but, I don't even want to try and call her. And do you think I should just wait for her to call me?
I feel you should wait. And I do feel that she's a little mad. She didn't like the fact that she was automatically, she was jumping real quick. And I think you did the right thing. You got to slow down and go at a slow pace. This isn't comfortable when someone tries to pressure. And I feel it made her mad. I feel that's part of why she's like, I'll show you and block you. And she's going through something right now. I feel like she jumped And I think she's a little mad at you, and she may have put herself in some kind of relationship where she's going to learn a lesson, is what they're telling me. You know, you don't want to jump in real quick. And it's great, but, you know, it's a big step. And those of you, I know I'm going to get a lot of fan mail. Here it goes already. But moving in, and Yvonne's correct, it's a big step. You know, I have a lot of individuals that, you know, let's just give it a try and let's go together. Well, the problem is you wake up. You drank my milk. You're over here. You know, you've got my cereal bowl. You know, I would like to sit on my couch, but you're laying on it, you know, and I laugh. People don't realize it has to take a little time, get to be comfortable and find the love, get to know. And it's a big step to just have someone 24/7, you know, and I've had people tease it. I know relationships, the guy goes, I love to go to work. He says, because when I'm at work, I don't have to hear this. I don't see that. I don't get, and I say, he goes, I love her.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but you know, I come home, she's combing my hair, she's wrapping my braids. I don't even have braids, I have no hair, and she's still playing with my neck. it's how the person has to be comfortable. There's no, she also went through something where I feel like she was, you know, unfortunately, she may have been looking at the wrong idea with you. You are a hard worker, so she was looking at a little bit of that breadwinner, and we have to take it slow with you. You know, I'll help you, but you're not their bank. You know, it's got to be where I'm helping you out, but I don't want to all of a sudden take on your bills, your whole life, you know.
Yeah. I mean, she wanted to get married. And I was like,
oh. Wow.
Yeah, one day I'm going to take you somewhere and we're going to get married. And I'm like, whoa, don't you think you should ask me first?
There's a cordial part. You ask it, I do or I don't. You don't just grab me off like, you know, hog timing.
Yeah,
I love it.
Slow down,
girl. You know, calm down with those hands. You know, we got this going on. I do feel that this is going to be really ironic. This is the year for you as a worker with Jupiter and with Mars. Mars is a strong one on the 15th. It's been handling things where it gives that extra energy for people who are looking to just enjoy life, be happy. And I, you know, I always love the fact with you and with the people, because you have people, they just love Yvonne, or they really love Yvonne. There's no middle ground, you know, and then they're like, and they're stressing because they got with you to fix them or do something. And I think you did the right thing. I did see you later, her make another contact later, and it looks like you're not very far in the thing. And I see her, like, she's still upset a little bit, going, here, I threw myself at you and you didn't want to go. But she's a very pushy girl. She's a little bit of a bulldozer, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes, you're right on with that.
I love you, Yvonne. I got to run. I got other people. Thank you for calling. I can't wait to talk to you sometime. You know, thank you for keeping up. And, you know, I've been having people do. Make sure you put it on the PsycheJethro.com. We're giving away prizes and stuff, and we'll be giving away stuff. I had we got a couple $100 prizes. We give away readings. We got individuals
who
bring things, and I want to make sure you get in for the Christmas that's coming before we know it. Santa's going to be here.
Okay, thanks, Jethro. I'm glad we connected. Take care.
You too. Love you, Yvonne.
Okay, love you too. Bye-bye.
Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro. We're having a great time. I'm so happy. I'm getting to hear all my friends. I got Joni. I got Yvonne. I got some other friends contacting. You guys that have been, make sure you get on that website. That's the website for this. I know we had one before. That website is not connected to me. It's connected to another person. So if you're connecting to anything that isn't PsycheJethro.com, you're on the wrong website. So make sure you go to the right one. I want to get you guys here at 516-453-6080. Let's have some psychic fun. And now we're live and we're going a little wild. How about 925? How are you? 925, are you live? We've got him. I think this is someone listening in, and that's fine. We've got a lot of you guys getting bounced around. Some of the phones are going there. I have a lot of you that want to listen. That's fine. You're good. Listen in. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're enjoying this. I've had a lot of compliments and individuals asking me, Jethro, where do I go? What do I do when I'm having these times? Contact one of us. Come on, get a hold of us. Do the thing. Look at it. You know, I had a lady tell me, Jethro, I had a wonderful tea reading. The lady has told me that in the cup of my cup were two men. This really frightens me. You see, I have only had one relationship in my whole life, and the gentleman that I have been in the relationship unfortunately, is married. So I have agreed in this relationship to not be with him. Now, after my reading here 3 weeks ago in San Francisco, I'm being told there's going to be two men. What am I supposed to do with these two men now? Help me, Jethro. I'm your friend at the Karate Chops. Oh, my God, I love you, Karate Chop. I know who you are, and I've got your picture over here. And it's good for privacy, Karate Chop. Karate Chop, you are going to have two relationships with it. But I think I'm not trying to, and I respect your reader, no, we always compliment, but I feel what they saw is that the man you have is the one that's committed, that you've agreed with. The other man is not coming at you in a romantic way, but he's coming and wanting to talk with you and have him help with his family. Now, I feel he may be wanting you to come connect and do some work there. I do see you a little abuzz to this, and I'm not trying to be mean, Karate Chop. You know, you and I know in the kitchen, you're a good person, but you know, you're a little scary with around the blenders and other sharp objects. So what I'm feeling with you and what I've seen is I feel you and this man will have a great time, talk. He will introduce you to his children. He is looking for that. He's looking for someone to be that positive person. And I do agree with your reader in San Francisco. Go along with it. Enjoy it. Have friends. If any time some person wants you to be with them, they should allow you to have friends. Be careful if the friend is acting awkward. You know, the relationship comes first, but make sure you should have friends. I think they're reading here with an intensity, and that's what I feel. And it makes sense that you would see that with family, because this person will be letting you into their heart. I don't see this as a romantic, he's carried me off on my feet, but I see this as a positive friend. I also got to tease you, because you're going to be really spooked with me, Karate Chop, but I also see that this man is connected to someone very serious later who's doing it, and that's what you're picking up nervous. It's all right to do this. You love who you love. It wouldn't hurt you to have someone who is single and viable working with you. I'm not competing with the one that you love, but I'm just letting you know that that is coming in the future, and that's what Mars, Pluto, and Jupiter are bringing in for you. I have an individual write me, Jethro, I have got the wildest thing with this. My child is 9 years old, and I'm sending you some of the pictures that he's been doing. He has frightened me. Little Tommy does not seem to understand that Big Thomas does not like metaphysical. Well, I did a very wild thing. I took my son to a very fun place here in Albuquerque, and he listened in to a medium and a psychic that I went with. My son loves it. Little Tommy, we call him that because his dad is Big Thomas, but Little Thomas is Tommy, and he is telling me that he saw these things. What's scaring the crap out of me, Jethro, is he's very accurate. My son drawed a picture, as you can see here. The woman, and even the way her hair is, it's my grandmother. I have not spoken about my grandmother since she passed. You see, it hurt me so much. As she left, my family were upset, and I haven't been around my family since then. So I don't talk about it very much. Little Tommy has not seen any pictures, because I don't have any pictures. My family kept those pictures. What's wild to me, Jethro, and what I need to talk to you about with Little Tommy, is Little Tommy also drawed an angel depiction that the psychic was talking about. This is where it gets really intense. You see, I have a sister who died in a car accident in 2012. This picture is what is amazing to me is you're going to love this, Jethro. She was very artistic. My son has not shown much of this until I took him to the psychic. What the problem is now, how do I explain to my scared of psychic husband, Big Thomas, what is going on? Very simple. You work with the fact, you start talking, you work with your son that this is very positive. We're not keeping secrets from daddy. We never, with children, I am very much a child advocate. We always are open and out. And what a child says is their truth and what they believe, because that's where they are. You want your child to always have open doors with you in communication. So what you would do is you would work with him. You would start talking about that he's sensing these things. We would tell him, this is something that makes daddy nervous. You be open with your child. I can tell you, as a child that started with this gift from it, for years I had, as you've read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, remember Meg was my teacher, and we agreed exactly what was going on there. My father was very frightened of this, so I can relate with you. If I wanted to give my dad the EBGBs, I had to say the word ghost or even start seeing things. And my father would insist that I be, you know, have the Bible be on my feet or something insanely crazy to calm me down. So what I want you to understand, you're working with this and go with it. I can tell you there's going to be a brighter future because I did see this with the pictures. Your son is very artistic, and I can tell you it makes me very emotional. Those of you know on Facebook, you know that with me. My sister and my grandmother and my oldest son, who's on the other side, were all very, very good with artwork. Your son and your sister are connected. So what your sister did when she came in is also your son's guide. If that psychic probably picked it up so strong because you brought you two together. She watches over her nephew. She says that she loves you and she knows the family's not right. I can tell you, looking at your son's picture, your son is straight purple and very strong blue energies. He is going to be that psychic that you want. You don't have to worry, they said, anymore. There's been a lot of things going. Your son feels this. Your sister's helping you with the other finances. She makes a joke. She goes, don't you think those little feathers are a little funny? And she laughs. She said, you found one in your checkbook. So you know what that means. Feathers are angels in work. When you're finding that in there, it's not little Tommy. Tommy said he didn't know, but it was okay because she told him that she had put that little feather in there. Didn't you notice the real blessing when you got the bonus and the other check? That was what the feather brought you. And that's what's happening. Work with it real casual of it. I know you're, you know, and you will talk with it. You, one of the great things that helped me, and this is something that was real good with my mom, was my mom, not only Native American, but very strong in the belief that we all were individuals. And so she did work with this and approach with my father. She let him know that me and my sister, out of eight of us, had some things that we were able to do. My sister's dreams are very prophetic. You can ask her if you're on Facebook, ask Linda. She's very open. She will tell you. Our biggest thing was we used to sit as kids when they were gone, and the older kids were babysitting us, and we would discuss these things, or Meg would come, and we would discuss it. And it was very nice. We never kept a secret from it because my father was deathly afraid, as I told you. I feel this is going to be there. I also encourage you to work with him in light groups, light stuff. Those, you know, I'm out in California, but I do have some of the people I will send you, some teachers there that are light workers, because you want to have that person there. You're not hiding it from him. You're not going out and spending big money to have him be the next psychic guru. That's not the question. You're taking him to light drumming groups. You're taking him to things that are light. In a drumming group, he will learn to balance his chakra. He will learn to beat on the drum. He'll learn to vibrate the drum. He'll learn to resonate his own energy. And you need to work with some angel group that'll teach him some protections, because this is some things up there. As your son is going, they show me that later he will be very strong. Your sister, who got me very emotional, loves you very much. She keeps telling me, she goes, it was very much a shame that this happened. And she said that it was your younger sister who is doing this out of jealousy. She was upset when things happened with the grandmother, and she wanted to make sure that, you know, that you weren't going to be treated better. It's some kind of sibling rivalry you have with your little sister. And the sad part is she's watched over this. The family does do that. She said there will be an attempt later of some things going on that are not so good, and that you will be hearing in 2021 something here around Valentine's Day with the family. She's still trying to get you guys there. I can tell you that your mom, since you guys have talked, you do need to contact. There's something that's happened, and I feel that she really does want to talk with you. She does realize that she misses her children, and the young daughter is, something's going on where she's running business, or she's the boss of the show, and it's not good. And the sister that has passed is telling me that she knows that you were very much loved by your family. She tends to tell you that your grandpa is more hilarious than she ever knew, that he is there with grandma, and that he is so funny. He looks a little bit to me like, is it Laurel and Hardy, the guy with the hat that always used to play with his hat and do the things? He has that kind of demeanor, slap a stick. He has a lot of that comedy. He's very funny. He says that he knows that your husband loves you very much, and that he gives his blessing, in the fact that your husband's nervous, but he really thinks it's funny because he's been watching with your husband quite a while. He says that there's a house full of ghosts there, and we will just keep it quiet till your husband's ready. So I hope that helps you. Thank you for contacting me. I love you guys at psychicjustice.com, and that's the way to go. We can help you there. We have down Agnes Marina. You've won yourself $190 reading with Psychic Jethro, and I will be sending you that email. You can click on that and pick that reading for whatever scheduled time you can make yourself when you have time on your schedule, and I will read you for that hour and a half. You have won that from Psychic Gone Wild, and I thank you for going to psychicjethro.com. We have a couple books, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. We'll be giving it to Brian Martinez over here, and we have someone in Concord. The initials Take Love Lightly. You've got your address there. You will be getting Take Love Lightly. You'll be getting a signed autograph book from Uncle Jethro's Guide to Sixth Sense. I love you guys. We're having a good time. We have a little bit of time here with a couple of you that have contacted. Jethro, what is going on with your show? I call in, I try to get in, and there has been other things. I do need to apologize to you. Today was a mishap with me, and that's why you had that. I had put down a time. Things happened. And unfortunately, there was an emergency where I had to read the person they needed me now. As you guys know, I help a lot with things that are very much sometimes that need the happening. So the show had to wait while I helped the person with their child. The thing that happened is we got it handled. I got on here tonight with you. So I'm so sorry for any of you who tried to contact us and had a little trouble today. But it was supposed to be an afternoon show and it ended up being a night show. Speaking of night shows, you guys have been asking and going. I've got you guys over here. I'm going to tease you, Skype friends. I want you all to come to Facebook. It's Psychic Jethro's Gone Wild Room. And that's where we get a lot of things from. And that's where you can message me private or you can talk to him, because there's where the excitement begins. We have Carol Cook in the room. We have Rochelle in the room. We have the wild Jennifer Gutron. We have some other people in that room, so you can text them and write them. We have Anne Seblon in that room. We have Debbie Paul. So get in there, get a hold of them, get the contact, get you happy on. And then you won't be so wild with this with me, because what happens here is you send me the Skype. We can't do pictures. I'm trying to read it and go. I want you to go in there because it is a good closed room. It is fun. And that's where Psychic's Gone Wild stuff is happening. For those Christmas prizes, they will be showed on there. And I will ask this year for you to, as you always have taken pictures, I thank you, Annette, in New York, and Kathy Stewart in Florida, and other individuals who've taken the picture when you've gotten the prize and put it on. I will ask you this year if you will, the winners will be putting faces and people on. I know a lot of you really need to see it's real. I like to share the wealth. So I do love to give a prize here and there because it comes out in the blessing. I want to thank all of you guys. If you guys are ready, you can look up Psychic Jethro on there. And I welcome those of you sending Christmas cards. And now I've got Yvonne on here. I'm going to be looking up her address so I can send Yvonne a Christmas card. You guys know when Christmas gets here, I go all out wild nuts. Because we love you. That's why we do the show. So we will be having live 1 hour shows for those of you that have no family or have time where you can get in. You can listen to them in the archive. You can call in. You're going to be winning prizes. Santa's going to come to your house. Maybe we'll get it mailed here in California as fast as our little legs can. I've got some elf helpers that have already volunteered to help out. So you're going to have some wild stuff coming to you. We've got a really excellent program with Nevedica. It's a wonderful product that Carol Cook is involved in. It's out of this world. If you want a healthy, natural snack, your dog. Those dogs love it. You guys know Party Marty? I had him on there today. Those of you know in Florida, he did win the Bad Boys in the Bar that night, and he deserved it as the bad monkey from Oz, and I was there with him. You were correct. And he is promoting the product because he likes to eat it. So those of you who love to come in, get a hold of us. We will be doing some special shows. I've got you guys contacted me. Let me know what you want to hear. We're going to be talking about different type of lovers. These will be intimate, strong shows. They will be at our rating because we will be talking about the angels love everybody. And this is what we're going to be doing. I've had a couple of you write me. There's been some little bit of misfortune, I know, down in Sacramento and a couple of are up in Sacramento because I'm down. Up above us in Sacramento and some other places. of confusion. There is other people that are telling that this is only one way with the light. They are full of kombucha, because there is nothing about the fact that the angels do not say that. And we will be talking about it. So those of you who want to come in, this is going to be an intense show. We're going to be bringing it out. I will be talking to you about that Bible. I will be talking to you about the fact that you are loved in Jesus and God Almighty loves all of his kids. And I don't know who started that mofo crap up there, but they need to realize we're not selected. There's nobody going to talk to me about the fact of being on the other side and with it, because I've done this for so many years. And my friends had asked me to do that. Little Sunshine Ray, we will be on the show and you will get to have your say and we will talk about it. Never let someone be mean to one of your friends. This is the thing I'm going to tell you, and this is the thing I will tell you, for I learned really long from my mama bear. People find sometimes something different to be mean. Never allow someone to be mean to your friend. You don't have to engage in the fight. The best way to do it is that's their opinion, but you stand for your friend. And I can tell you real clear, really strong, Native American, we don't fight over food, and we will fight over a friend. Do not be mean to other people's friends. This person that is up there, we will be addressing that, went into this, started telling them what that. That's not a spiritual reading. That's your opinion. And those two men are very much in their relationship. They're in love, and that's their business. That's not your business. And I don't know where you decided to do this, but you've hurt somebody, and you hurt the wrong person because you hurt one of my friends, and now I'm going to confront you. So what I want you to do is I want you to go on and get on the show. I want you to call 516-453-6081 if you have an opinion about that. Those shows will be coming up. I've got a lot of you guys already rallying on that. Yeah, you guys remember, this is a hot topic, because you guys do know I did live in Pasadena right next to L.A. I've also lived around the world. I don't care what you do, as long as you're happy and you're light and you don't hurt others. But I do care if you hurt my friends. So there we were. We're going with that. I've got another one here. Daniela Macion. Oh my gosh. It's Daniela in Louisiana with a starts out. Your name has got about 53 letters. It's really good. And I, Macilianama or something. I think I'm going to tear that name up. You know who you are. And I've got your email. And I'll send that out. You won yourself an Amethyst necklace tonight. And thank you so much. You wrote in here. I just had such a good time, Jethro. I always love your show. Here's my address. I remember before you sent me a ring, and I'm going to tease you about that ring, because I held on to that carnelian ring. And I thought, why would he send me a man's ring? Well, guess what? There's ring fits my new man, and I love Marcel. Me and him have been happy together, and he loves the orange carnelian. We even teased about it that it was his favorite color, and he says, that guy's one psychic. You tell Marcel to come on over and talk, and we'll read him too. You know, and you guys are down in Louisiana, let's do some food. I don't cook jambalaya like you do, but I sure do love to eat it, and I would beat you on prime rib and steak, because I owned a steakhouse for years, and I can make a prime rib that's out of this world, or a London broil. So let's get together. Let's have some food. Let's do some fun. For those of you that are here in California, this is a biggie for listening in. We will be at 7 p.m. Alameda, 1151 Harbor Bay, right there for the Psychic Circle. It is $15 per head to come in. So be sure you're covered or be there. I don't want to have to worry about all that boring stuff. What we want to do is have you come in, be there. It's an hour and a half. We close the room. We will lock the room. So if you show up at 7:05, you're locked out. You don't get to come in for the circle. Show up a little bit before it. 7, we start the circle. We will have brownies and food there to bring. I have other friends we're asking to bring water and things to have a little drinky. And we'll be drinking that and having some fun with the water and some Kool-Aid. Someone's already volunteering that. So we're going to be doing some real fun here for those of you who love to come to the circle. I welcome any thoughts you guys have. I hope you enjoyed the show. We went the hour tonight. I know a lot of you expected this to go. And I thank all of you from the phones. I want to make sure 303, I could not. The phone was having it. Please call back with it. I was not able to pick up your number. 213. I love you guys. There's about 7, 8, 9 of you from California from 213. We love you. Stay wild. It is the way to be, because this is Jethro. And I want to make sure any of you that have had a reading with me, please do me a favor. If you haven't already, please get on Google. Give me a review, and I hope, you know, I've had very good readings with you. I know I've done real well, so, you know, I asked you to try to give me a good review on there. It is important. It's what keeps my business going for the reviews and keeps me on Google with them, and I welcome it. If you haven't had a reading with me, you know, then please don't. I had a lady in Florida get on and do that. It's very awkward, and what happens is we verify those, you know, the company does. So it's good if you've had one from me. Please get on and give me a good review. If you haven't, then get with me. Let me get you a reading so you can see how good I am, because I'm bragging, but I am a good reader because I love people and I want to help you. I have been a couple of times. One thing that was asked real quick here is, Jethro, have you ever been off? I have had a couple of them back in the day. In 1978, I was not able to read the person at all. Unfortunately, the joke was later they explained to me that she had had a lot of other things that had happened and things with her, and she spiritually went and worked with a teacher who had shut her down because she was doing this. I would not advise doing that. It was a very creepy thing for me, but I will say, if I can't read you, at least I will really give you a good effort, and I love it. Thank you for asking that. Psychics Live, we will be doing Psychic Interview, which is really interview. Ask that question. We'll be here for you, and you get to pick which Hollywood psychic you want to come on for Psychic Interview. Love you. Stay wild. I'll see you next week.